At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
I didn't see this.
Oh, the play?
The play, yeah, yeah.
I was watching it when it happened.
Oh.
And it was...
I was going to pull up a video to see so I could be clear on what happened, but I got the gist.
I know there was a great picture where he's... It's after the game. He's in the dugout, obviously very distraught. And one of his teammates is hugging.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Like that's being a great teammate right there. It's beautiful. Hi, I'm Jim. Welcome to the Unbound Performance Podcast, where we explore the world of sports and performance mindset training.
And I'm Caroline. Each week, we talk about the strategies, habits, and mental framework that help us to excel. Let's get into today's episode.
We're talking about an article on The Athletic dealing with failure. Orion Kerkering's error in Major League Baseball playoffs was brutal, but his response was admirable, as a title of the article. And that particular title references a play in this year's first round. I guess second round, whatever, the division series.
whatever the round was.
Where the Phillies played the Dodgers, and it was best of five. Dodgers were up 2-1, and the Dodgers had the bases loaded. Two outs, ground ball right back to the pitcher. He kind of bobbled the ball. Instead of throwing to first, he throws home, throws wide. Game over, series over, season over. And he's a 24-year-old
kid,
basically. The article opens with Trevor Hoffman, who's a Hall of Fame relief pitcher, one of nine relief pitchers in the Hall of Fame. Obviously met with great success, but he talks about the times where he blew the save instead of completed it, and it feels like, you know, you let everyone else on your team down. Everybody's worked so hard to get a lead. And to me, the whole article was about failure, how you deal with it, and keep moving forward. And, you know, there was a couple of examples in there. Athletes talked about that, but it doesn't, it's all of us. Like we all fail. We all make mistakes, whatever we do. And they can be, you know, moral failings or, performance failings. From a performance standpoint, no one's trying to make a mistake.
Right.
Everybody's trying to prepare the best they can, give their best effort. The very nature of any kind of performance is you risk failing.
And I don't think there's any success story, whether it's in sports or in business, where that person won't say, I failed a million times. And I think about, yep, you know, with my kids, and they're at this young age where the only way for them to learn what not to do is for them to do the things they shouldn't do and me tell them they shouldn't do it. And it's, you know, we learn from our mistakes. We learn from our, you know, being corrected by somebody else, or seeing the failure that was, you know, impacted other people aside from just us. And we learn how to manage things going forward. I mean, he said, I don't know if it was him or the author of the article saying that it was just a mental failure to go and throw home and not like if he'd been watching tape and they saw this play, he would have said, yeah, you throw to first, yeah, right? Like, but in that moment, we don't always have all the full control or the full picture. And so I think just the idea of knowing that next time that play happens, he'll probably have a bit more clarity on. But also, you don't want to go into it saying, I don't want to do that ever again.
Well, plus the nature of sports, you're going to make more mistakes.
100%.
And
you can't choose when you make them and when you don't.
Ideally, you know, you don't want to make the mistake that ends your season with millions of people watching.
Sure.
But that's, you know, when you sign on to perform at that level, that's what you're signing up for. Yeah. And that's why, I mean, it takes courage to do this.
Yeah.
And to go out there and risk publicly failing on a grand scale is obviously that tons of work and preparation goes into being able to handle that. And you just never know. It could be a bad bounce. It could be just a great play by the other guy.
We're watching football this weekend. One of the kickers stepped in, they were playing on a real grass field and stepped in a divot and just.
That was a Steelers game.
It was a Steelers game.
Yeah, the field was.
Field was not in good condition.
Terrible.
But again, like no way to, and I'm sure as a kicker, he's experienced that 100 times before and knows that it can happen. Ideally, it doesn't happen during a game on national television, but it did, and you move on. I mean, I think any sport, I think there are errors or mistakes or things that happen that every athlete knows in that particular sport. Nope, that happens sometimes. And like you said, whenever you move on to the next level, whether it's, you know, moving up a club team or you're going on to high school or to college or to the, you know, professional levels, you're signing up for more and more pressure and potential for widespread failure, people seeing it and being noticed. And that's why it's having that mindset and understanding these things happen, understanding what it is that you're going to do and how you respond to them ultimately is what's going to be able to make you continue to be successful and push beyond those limits.
Yeah, and it's I thought the key to the whole thing was that he didn't make any excuses.
Yeah.
He stood there in the locker room with microphones in his face and owned it. And I mean, that doesn't make him feel better.
No.
Like, it's a good example
it
of
the moment.
Accepting responsibility, though. Being accountable for your failings and then moving forward. That does not guarantee that he'll never make another mistake, but it does show a really good model of how to own your results, whatever they are. And it doesn't necessarily mean that he didn't prepare or if I'd have just worked harder, you know, these people whatever, if it's high school, college, professional, whatever, international,
to get to that level. Yeah.
They're working and preparing.
Yeah.
And the nature of the activity is that there will be winners, losers, great plays and failure. And you have to be able to not let either of the outcome define you, which that's extremely difficult without a lot of reflection and kind of mental training. And there is no way, like, that guy's played his entire life. I mean, for probably 20 of his 24 years, he's been playing baseball, dreaming to be in that spot.
Yeah.
And he makes a mistake that ends their season. That is what everyone signs up for. Like, you could strike out, make an error, whatever. You make a pitch and the other guy makes a better swing. That's competition.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, both teams are trying to win, you know. And that's one, I think that's why athletics can be so powerful and meaningful. because there are opportunities for you to learn how to deal with this stuff. You know, it's that Teddy Roosevelt speech, you know, that's generally referred to as the man in the arena, you know, where it's not the critic who counts, but right. It's the person who's in it, daring greatly, risking failure.
Man in the mirror.
But nobody, like, you'd rather be in there than being with Roosevelt. Talks about those cold, timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. That's part of life. The good moments, bad moments, public failings, private failings, and being able to keep going to overcome. That's why people tune in to watch.
Yeah. Excitement and things that happen and just the unexpected. I think for me, that's what's fun about sports is, you know, everyone loves the Cinderella story. Everybody loves to see the underdog. You know, that's one of those, that's the sort of, you know, typical side of sports that people, you know, want to watch for. But sometimes you see, you know, that picture of his teammate tugging him in the dugout. Like, that's the kind of stuff that's also fun to see is the, you know, from the outside, again, from the spectator's perspective, you see a massive error and it's like, oh, that's must really suck. Like, everyone's got to be. But again, his teammates know this shit happens. It's going to happen again. It could have happened to anybody. And it's, I mean, he even said, just keep in the back of my head, this really effing sucks right now. But hopefully keep pushing and get over this hump. I think that's the thing too, is when you, it's these professionals, just because they know it can happen doesn't mean that it doesn't sit with them for a while and have to, right? Like, it's not just, oh yeah, well, this stuff happens. It sucks and it's hard, and knowing that you've got to push through and get through the off season now and hopefully get started on the next season to go and enter it in, hopefully the way you, hopefully, well, not quite the way you exited, but at that same level of execution that you know took you to get here in the first place. I think it's one of those things that everyone feels it. No one's immune to the ramifications and the emotional part that's attached to it, but being able to have the mindset where he said, like, just get over the hump and push forward, that's what's going to push, you know, push him on.
And it's, I mean, you know, in the 86 World Series, the famous Bill Buckner play where the ground ball went through his legs in game six. They wind up winning.
Was he the one that said, like, the worst thing that could happen would be the Buck?
Yeah. And so I lose that game and then lose game seven. That guy was pilloried forever. And then I remember him being, me reading about him being at card shows with the guy who was safe at first, Mickey Wilson, and they would both be signing pictures of the play. Like, there's no escape. It'd be 20 years after, and there he is. And
for better or for Bill Buckner, just famous for it.
Yeah. Bill Buckner was a great player.
Yeah.
Borderline Hall of Fame player. And for him to be known, because that's, he fails like in the World Series on national television. And I can't imagine how he found a way to deal with that. Like, it had to be brutal forever. And then fans who, like, you think you wanted to win that game more than he did.
Yeah.
Like, you're kidding me. But they'll, you know, thrash him, and I don't know that some of those things, like, for those of us who are watching, we need to have a real respect for the people who put themselves in those positions and knowing that they're giving it everything they've got.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you watch sports, you watch scenes in movies where these, like, you know, mega fans are like, what are you doing? And, you know, everyone's freaking out. They're doing their job and it didn't go well.
Yep.
That's all there is to it. And again, from the spectator perspective, you have this expectation that your player or your team is going to execute in this way because they've done it before or because they owe you that win or whatever the reason. But ultimately, they're out there real time reacting to whatever's happening. And then we're sitting at home on the couch yelling at them like, you idiot.
Right.
And
right.
Unfortunately, that's the dynamic between the players and the spectators. But I think, like you said, as us, as viewers of these athletes, Like, you got to have a little grace and know that he didn't get to this professional level because he's an idiot, right? He made a bad play or didn't catch the ball or, you know, had a lapse in judgment, whatever.
I've watched it in youth sports, little kids.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll have parents yelling at their kid, "What are you doing?" Like, come on.
Yeah.
The kind of flip side error in this was when they talked about Chris Jones, a defensive lineman for the Chiefs, who when they were playing the Jaguars, he kind of pulled up and on the play as...
Just the other night, right?
Yeah, the Jaguars quarterback runs into the end zone for a touchdown. Like, was kind of like giving up on the play, lack of effort, which I think is definitely different than the pitcher's play. But he had to... Like, everybody saw it. That was on national TV.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who came back from a funeral. Like, gets to this game, dresses on the way. Like, he clearly cares.
Yeah.
Like, but there he is. Like, in that moment, he blew it. And he owned it
afterwards. Too, that all these athletes are humans. They've got personal lives. They've got, shit at home. They've got struggling in their marriage or whatever. They've got things going on too that, again, from the outside looking in, we expect them to just execute as if this is the only thing in their world.
And I guarantee you, no one feels worse about it than he does.
Than the actual athlete themselves. Yeah.
So, but what are we going to do? Like, that guy's he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And, has 3 Super Bowl rings. Would he like that play back? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are there things I wish I could do over again?
Yeah.
For sure. Many. So I think realizing the humanity of all of this stuff is pretty important. And, you use the term grace. Like, that's a good word to use.
Yeah.
And just appreciate what you're watching. Appreciate that people are just laying it on the line, doing the best they can. And they're going to do great things sometimes, and sometimes they're going to make mistakes.
Well, we watch it for entertainment, and they do it for their job. And that's an interesting...
Their whole identity.
Like, imagine if, someone who worked in an office had spectators watching them. Like, right? Like,
right.
You'd see them scroll on your phone, and you should be, working on that spreadsheet or whatever it is. Like, the dynamic is very strange in sports as a profession versus any other profession where you aren't performing. And we just got to remember that they are not strictly here for our entertainment. They are there for their teammates, for their jobs. I mean, yes, it has become a very popular form of entertainment, but
with a lot of money,
they
involved.
Don't do it because, I mean, I'm sure there are some, but when you get, if you are successful enough at playing a sport to get to that level, you weren't doing it just because I want people to watch me. Like, you're really good at that sport. Right. And it just happened to turn into a job, and we just have to remember, we're just sitting there nitpicking their job all day long, every night.
Yeah, and now it's worse than ever in that regard with 24-hour sports talk all over the place.
All over. There's a million places to get access to the conversations or to have the threads where people are talking crap or, hyping people up, whatever it is. I mean, you can find the entire spectrum of criticisms or everywhere.
But that's...
And they got to drown it out.
To me, at the end of that, all how someone handles those errors and they take ownership and he's back to work. I'm gonna try and do better and work harder and keep growing. That's the right response. Yep. Didn't make any excuses. He didn't blame anyone else. He just
own it,
took
it forward,
and that's how you want your kids to be. And, ideally, sure, you don't want anybody to go through things like that, but that is the nature of it.
You can't protect against that.
And showing toughness and resilience and character and courage, that's the inspiring part, though.
Yep.
Knowing that he's going to get up and get back at it.
Yeah.
I thought it was I was watching it when it happened. I didn't have a dog in that fight in terms of rooting interest. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
And that's just not something that's so casually overcome. Like, yeah. He's going to have to really put some work in to do that. And I'm sure he'll have a great support system that'll help him. But I don't know. I thought it was a timely article. Like, yeah. They were right after that game.
It's just part of the game.
And that's, yeah, it was a really good message, I thought, for every one of us.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Unbound Performance Podcast.
Your support helps us continue to build our community. If you're enjoying this content, please like, subscribe, and share.